Cam, how you feel heading into the opener, home opener?
I feel great. I feel great. You know, we just got to find ways to prepare, just like we've have been preparing. This is a rather shorter week than last week, but I think we'll be ready to go.
How about your thoughts last week? We didn't get a chance to speak to you. I mean, there was maybe a slow start, and then it seems like things picked up as the game went on.
Well, you know, I'm just focused on, you know, Buffalo right now. No need to look in the rearview mirror when, you know, my plate's full and things ahead of me that I know I had to just stay on top of. You know, Buffalo is a great team that we're very familiar with because of the personnel, decision makers. And, you know, we just gotta be on top of the things that they do. And if we don't, then it could get out of hand. But I'm pretty sure we have a great grasp of it.
Cam, when you're facing a team that has, like, Sean there that knows probably as much about you as anybody, but you also know what he does, is there an advantage one way or the other, or who has the advantage?
Well, just like any other game, it's about execution. So, you know, for us, that's no different than any other game. You know, this game is the most important game because it's the next game, and we're taking that for what it's worth. We're going back to look at as much film as possible, and trying to find any type of keys that can give us an edge.
And from your perspective, having gone up against it, what are the characteristics of a Sean McDermott defense?
Well, I mean, one thing about it, just like here, as well as in Buffalo, he has some star-studded guys. You know, very, very stout defensive line, on top of very athletic linebackers that can, you know, wreak havoc if you allow them to. Very talented back end secondary that we have to just know and just take what they give us. And you know, for me, you know, the familiarness is something that we have to use to our advantage rather than, you know, those guys.
How do you think your timing is at this point after not getting a ton of work in the preseason?
It's good.
Can you expand on that, please?
What does that need to be expanded upon that?
Did your arm feel as expected Sunday after the game? Or?
It felt great. It felt great.
What's the primary focus for the offense to get off to a faster start week two and kind of put pressure on the Bills?
Well, that's one thing that, you know, we do need to get better at. But it's no need to press the panic button. And, you know, that's something that, you know, Coach Shula mentioned in the keys to win. You know, we have to do that early on, give the momentum towards us, as well as get our fans involved extremely early. We know that's our edge as well. And, you know, everybody's going to be excited to play in Bank of America Stadium, including myself. And you know, we're just geared to put a great performance on in front of everybody on Sunday.
Cam, will it be different playing against a Sean McDermott coach defense after, you know, doing it out here in practice or something?
You guys are making the most of it. It's just it's another team. This is not the first coach that we've played against that was here before. And so I'm pretty sure with the great coaching staff we have now, it's not going to be the last. So,
what was it like having McCaffrey as an option on Sunday?
Well, just for him to be the person that he's capable of being, you know, that's expected. You know, as this offense evolves, you know, we have to put the ball in guys' hands that allows us the best opportunity to succeed and allows them to be at their best, whatever their best is, from Benji to C-Mac, to Gio, to everybody, fun included.
Piggybacking off that, you targeted running backs 9 times last game. Do you think that's something we should see more often, get the ball out of your hand quicker to relieve more pressure in the pocket, or is that something more just what the defense gave you?
I'm just trying to win football games, sir.
Yeah, Sean said that besides their football abilities, that part of the reason he took Philly up there and Tolbert and most recently Joe, those were guys – whose kind of character would help him set the standard in that building. Do you think those guys I mentioned and Leonard, you know, would do a good job of that for him in Buffalo, knowing them like you do?
Well, all those guys aren't still at Buffalo, so that's funny to hear.
Right. But 3 of them.
I don't care. They're,
just asking you, do you
I could care less what another team does. I have all respect for Sean McDermott and the Buffalo Bills, but as far as how their team is being constructed and based and whatever, my plate is already full of being the quarterback for the Carolina Panthers, sir.
Hey, Cam, next week the members of the media are going to have a 40-yard dash race. I don't know if you heard about it or not, but curious to see if you had a prediction on male and female that you picked to win that race.
Well, can we report this?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Calvin.
Where is this taking place?
It's going to be Monday at Reedy Creek Park, part of the NFL Play 60. The members of the media will run before it opens up.
Who is confirmed? What's the dilemma?
Out of town.
What's the issue?
I'm just gonna be out of town.
That's not what people want to see. We want to see Scott Sorensen, and we want to see doggone Mr. Come on now, this is our opportunity to critique you guys just as much as you guys critique us, sir.
If you come out and
if you can bring your buddy along, I'll be out there. If every single person here is in the media that covers the Panthers every single day, I will promise you I will be out there. If it's not a confirm from everybody, don't look for me to be there.
Head-to-head.
Sir?
Head-to-head.
Pardon me?
Challenging.
Head-to-head.
Sir, it won't even.
I lost a couple pounds, too.
Hey, listen, you, it's not even about the pounds, buddy.
It's on either side for the male and for the female.
Well, just by the athletic build, I'm favoring Charlotte vibe. You dig what I'm saying? I'm looking at a whole bunch of, I don't know, you know. I wish I could put a blog together and write some nasty, cruel, suspect, you know, little undertone shots, stomach shots to the guys and have you guys read it and see how we feel sometimes. Be like, oh, man, that's how he really feels. And then I'm going to see you guys out there just to see, you know, to have a little role reversal out there. But you going to be out there?
You can't
change some things around. I know your schedule is very hectic, you know, the Charlotte Observer and things like that. But you can't.
See.
But if you confirm, I'll be out there with my little tripod too.
Cam, you and Khalil didn't get to play much at the end of last year because of his injury. What did that feel like getting, I mean, the two of you are, he's kind of the quarterback of the offensive line. What did that feel like? And going forward, I know that's been a long-standing relationship that you've needed, so. And want.
Well, just I can't say this enough because of guys that puts a calming presence on a team. You know, it's hard to explain when their presence isn't there. It's a question mark. But when I don't care if he's at 80%, you know what I'm saying, not taking anything against anybody else that plays that position, but just knowing that when you got your guys that are out there. And they're battling, and they're there, and their presence alone, you know, gives a calming to you. And Khalil's one of those guys for me. I know he's been battling, you know, his shoulder or labrum or rotator cuff or whatever. But I'm blessed to have a guy like that, man. He's so, you know, smart and intellectual when it comes to, you know, making my job easy and taking a lot of load off of me. And, you know, it's just for us to have that relationship. You know, it's great to you know, be a teammate with a person like that.
Cam, I want to talk about Christian McCaffrey in the preseason, but to have Jonathan Stewart at the end of the game, fresh legs, really close that thing out. I mean, what does that do for you in this offense, having that weapon?
Well, you know, Stu's been the ultimate pro, and I think one thing about it is. You know, you could tell what great players are because they raise the level of play. And, you know, ever since C-Mac has been here, I think that whole running back core has level of play has risen. But it starts with Stu. He's the leader of that team. You know, C-Max came on, been very low maintenance, very hardworking. Fozzie, as well as Cap, those guys are just, you know, taking the back seat and learning as much as they can behind Stu. And it's been interesting to see his demeanor, his vibe, his energy that he comes out and play with. And Stu has been the same person throughout. You know, he knows his role. And everybody, as of right now, these early games in the season are trying to max out trying to define what their role is. And Stu's just been steadfast in knowing that, you know, he's the workhorse and will continue to be the workhorse for this team.
About having different weapons this year, and certainly added a couple in Shepherd and Caffrey and Samuel. I mean, what is it like to be running this offense right now?
Well, it's pretty exciting. It's pretty exciting, but the onus is still on me to, you know, find ways to get the right people the ball, and knowing that, you know, whatever play call is, I'm still on a constant battle. Internal for me to try to gain coaches' trust as well as my teammates' trust, just like as if I was a rookie, knowing that I will make the right decision and, most importantly, prove to myself that, you know, I'm capable of doing certain things that I see other quarterbacks doing, that I envision myself being at my peak best, and knowing that, you know, when this offense is at its best, we could care less if the defense that we're playing is at their best too, because we're still winning.
Become a challenge where you want to make sure everybody's involved? I mean, you got, you know, Olsen and Benjamin that you want to make sure everybody's
well,
their touches.
Yes and no, because, you know, in years past I've had that approach, but, you know, now that I leave that solely up to the play caller. And for me, obviously we're hand in hand with decision making and comfort of calls, but, you know, for me, when that play call is called, it's up to me to, you know, go wherever the defense dictates the ball to go, and not picking any favorites, not picking any type of you know, person that hasn't touched the ball yet. I leave that solely up to Coach Shula and you know, and his staff.
What did you see on the touchdown pass? Were you called an audible? I guess the Shepherd touchdown.
It was just something that we saw in defense. Nothing too flashy, but, you know, I'm just happy that, you know, we got an opportunity to go up there.
Came you hit only four times and not sacked at all. How much is that to what the offense is doing now versus the play of the line? Or,
well, you know, that's in the past. You know, for me right now is just making sure everything is geared and every energy is contributed to trying to beat Buffalo.
What did you see on the couple running plays you had?
One is great.
And then I guess the other was a bootleg.
I don't know. It's irrelevant now. I don't mean to be Debbie Downer, but, you know, I'm really so focused on trying to, you know, become 1-0 by the end of Sunday. That's our mentality each and every week. Just win the week. You know, we don't have to be the best team in the league. We just got to be the best team on that field that day. And that's what we're worried about. Thank you.